A new report by the Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has warned that although average rains in Somalia boosted food production and livestock farming, these gains could easily be reversed. The report also noted that while the number of people in need of humanitarian assistance in Somalia has halved to 1.5 million since August 2012, malnutrition rates remain among the highest in the world. It also says the humanitarian assistance could protect livelihoods, reduce acute malnutrition, and help the most insecure populations in need of food for only the next 6 months.
The beginning of February, which demonstrated an improvement in the overall food security and nutrition situation in Somalia, with a large improvement of the number of people in crisis, as well as a drop in those who are in a stressed situation. So we're very encouraged by those numbers.
The report noted that most areas of Somalia are currently classified as stress, where the poor who have minimal adequate food consumption cannot afford essential non-food expenditures and are unable to maintain their livelihoods. According to figures from the report, a total of 1.5 million people in acute food insecurity represent about 14% of the total population. At the height of the famine, 4 million people, or nearly half of Somalia's population, were in food security crisis. The report also mentioned cases of malnutrition among young children and noted that with reduced access to basic services such as healthcare and clean water, the ability for these children to reach their potential is severely restricted.
The report also adds that an estimated 215,000 children under 5 years of age are acutely malnourished, out of which 45,000 are severely malnourished. It says two-thirds of these children are in the conflict-stricken southern regions.
So far, the United Nations has estimated that 1.1 million are internally displaced persons in Somalia, with an estimated 615,000 of the IDPs say to be in food security crisis. However, James Brady, head of Office for the UN's Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs Somalia, feels that the relocation of several UN agencies back to Somalia will give them much time to address the current humanitarian crisis.
Well, certainly I think being closer to the problem gives you a better understanding of what the needs are, and it also gives us a better opportunity to monitor the activities that we are implementing. And
most recently, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs launched a three-year humanitarian appeal for Somalia, where it hopes to target 3.8 million Somalis in need. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.